From carnivores to herbivores, how men are defined in Japan. Recently, the media have used various expressions to categorize men. Here are some of them. Nikushokudanshi refers to men who are active in seducing women. Young Japanese women are said to be attracted to this type of guy, whom they find strong and reliable. Soshokudanshi are passive types who are shy about relationships. Many do not have a girlfriend and are happy to be just friends. Kyoshokudanshi are not as aggressive as Nikushokudanshi. They tend to be very patient and will wait for a woman to like them. They are usually smart and calm. There are various subcategories. Men with a wild streak are grilled fish with salt types. Men who think they know everything are the teriyaki type. Patient men are the boiled fish type. Rolled cabbage danshi look like soshoku danshi and have a low-key fashion style and appearance, but their personality is actually nikushoku danshi. When women go drinking with them, the men turn into nikushokudanshi. Creamy danshi have a sweet smile, beautiful skin, and mainly black hair. They are hard workers. They care about a woman's feelings, are good listeners, and give good responses. They have a masculine personality, so they will support women if something happens. They heal women like sweets, hence the term creamy danshi. Rikkei danshi think things out logically, like scientists. They are defined as telling old jokes, inflexible, thinking logically, not good at relationships with people, and not good at gossip conversation. Their communication is usually predictable, and they treat jokes logically, analyzing them. They are not used to communicating with women and don't keep up with trends and fashion, so they are not good at humorous conversation. Byodanshi are fastidious about their hairstyle and skin. They are defined as loving themselves the best. Their way of communication is a little childish. They are moody and carefree about time. They also care how other people think of them. Culture danshi like subculture. They are defined as bookworms, like indie films and minor things. They are not good in public and care about their individuality. They are into literature, films, music, and the humanities. They are happy when someone sympathizes with their feelings. Japanese actor Joe Odagiri is an example of culture danshi. Fashion danshi love brand new trends and rare items. They are defined as caring how they look, narcissistic, being too proud, chasing ideals, having information and knowledge about cutting-edge fashion, and love temporary things such as accessories. They get new things sooner than other people and like to be the first ones to wear or own them. Ryori danshi love to cook meals and prepare bento. They are defined as perfectionists, have a good planning ability, and work hard. Many of them started to cook to learn better nutritional habits and save money, but now they love cooking. Outdoor danshi love outdoor activities and being in touch with nature. They are disciplined, good at cooking, and often dress in sportswear. Outdoor danshi include sociable people who enjoy camping, hiking in the mountains, and like the sea. They usually can do things by themselves, so they don't rely on women much. Otaku danshi are maniacs about their hobbies. They don't pay too much attention to their appearance, are a bit shy, speak passionately about their interests, and talk faster than others. They like to hang out with people who have the same hobby. They are not good at communicating with women unless the woman can talk about his hobby. Otomekei danshi love sweets, have girly hobbies, neutral appearance, pretty accessories, and the opposite personality of nikushoku danshi. They are mild-mannered.